Mo runs a Shell station off Interstate 2059 in Birmingham's Norwood neighborhood. He's open 24 hours, and it's always busy, especially around 5 p.m. It looks like your typical gas station, but the sound of the cash register stands out. Every time someone pumps gas, it pings like an arcade game. But people don't stop by for the ambiance. Mo says when they come, people mostly buy cigarettes.
That's the biggest thing we sell in the Swiss city. But what is it, like 85% they smoke cigarettes?
Mo estimates he sells 100 cartons, or 2,000 packs of cigarettes a week.
Yeah, that's a lot.
His cheapest pack costs $4.15. The most expensive, $7.20. So what does Mo think of the possibility of increased cigarette taxes? Under the governor's proposal, Mo's cheapest pack would be about $5.
They're not going to pay that much for it.
Bentley's proposed hike would make packs in Alabama more expensive than in Tennessee, Mississippi, and Georgia. Norton Francis, a senior research associate at the Tax Policy Center in Washington, D.C., says that when the price of cigarettes gets too high, people cross the border.
Particularly the combination of not having a lottery and, you know, if you increase the cigarette, people that are going across the state to buy lottery tickets, maybe the same people that are would be buying cigarettes out of state.
So if people buy cigarettes in Columbus instead of Phoenix City, in the long run, that would mean less revenue for Alabama. Plus, over 300 cities in the state and dozens of counties levy their own taxes on cigarettes. Beyond that, Francis warned cigarette taxes aren't a permanent fix.
It is a declining source, and over time, federal level policies and state policies will operate to reduce demand for cigarettes, and that's going to end up reducing the revenue.
Studies show the number of smokers in Alabama is slowly declining. Fewer smokers would mean less tax dollars. While it might not fix the general fund shortfall, a tax could address a public health problem. Earlier this year, Governor Bentley noted that cigarettes pose a serious financial burden to the resources of state government. Representative Patricia Todd says that's an even better reason to increase Alabama's cigarette tax.
You know, at some point you have to pass good policy because it's the right thing to do. It saves lives, raises money, but you also lower cost of Medicaid when you decrease smoking. So we save money and make money.
You're a black man.
Back at the gas station, a customer buys one Black and Mild cigarillo. He doesn't have 2 cents, and Mo says, that's no big deal.
You don't have to worry about 2 cents. How much you got? 8?
Yeah.
That's good.
Appreciate it.
But soon, those 2 cents might seem a lot more valuable. For WBHM, I'm Ashley Gleick.